Chris, we talk about confidence. You can't get any more confidence than that late win over Catalan, can you?
No, it were a special play. We needed it, and you know, that's like I said earlier. That's just how Milky's playing at the minute. He's unplayable at times, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. And you know, I think what's impressed me with Milky is the way that he's defending. There's a real toughness to him. But you know, that goes for every member of the squad. We're enjoying each other's company. We're playing some good football, and we're enjoying winning. It becomes a habit.
Mentioned earlier, Mickey got a serve off Nick Screw when he gave that penalty away. Does it please you though that the lads are policing themselves, aren't they? They know what they need to do, and they're getting it done, aren't they?
Yeah. There's a lot of good senior players out. We've got some good senior blokes out there. You know, and Screw has played 250 first grade games, and we need them kind of people in the team that, you know, are gonna have a go at people when things when people aren't doing the correct things on the field. It's nothing personal, and you know, it was a good reaction from our boys when he missed that kick.
And Mika's form in general, whenever I've watched you play, he does a lot of the hard stuff very, very well, doesn't he?
For me, he was the best player on the field at the weekend. I think Todd Carney said exactly the same. I thought he carried the ball very, very strong, and he was very, very aggressive defensively. And you know, I'm glad that we've tied him down for another year. I'm glad that you know, he's on our team, and we're not you know, and not on the opposition team.
Looking, Tom Johnson's been getting a lot of the headlines. How nice was it for Ben Jones Bishop to get two lovely tries as well?
Yeah, it's nice for him to get a little bit of ball. He mentioned to me at half time, we need to get it out to the right a little bit more. And you know, he was right. He's a class finisher. He's got pace to burn, as of the other outside backs. And I think he's defended well as well these last couple of weeks. But he knows, as well as the rest of the outside backs, we've got some competition there, and you know, one bad game and they could be sitting next to me in the stands. So it's it keeps everybody on the toes. But he's another guy that's playing with a lot of confidence and playing very well.
So him packed down in the front row of the scrum at the weekend. You're not planning a career change for him, are you?
No, we meant to put on a scrum player, but it didn't work out. We meant to get in the scrum, and we put a scrum player on, but I think Milky ended up carrying the ball. But yeah, there's certainly no plans of putting him in the front row.
And what about the pushing of the scrum, winning one against the head? I think that caught everyone at the Magic weekend by surprise. We don't get to see that too often.
Well, it did me, because I was still coming down the lift and in the stand, so I actually missed it. It wasn't until I did video review I thought, what the hell's going on here? But yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see the thinking. They knew there were only a few minutes left. You know, why not try it? And like I said, that's just the confidence of the guys at the moment.
You've knocked off some of the top teams now. You know, back in Warrington, Wigan, Catalans. Lads must be feeling invincible at the minute, aren't they?
You know, we've tried to keep them grounded. They know how important it is this week. I think, you know, we've met it. We've told them in no uncertain terms that we can't afford to be relaxed this week. It's a Salford are a very, very good rugby league side, and they're very hard to beat at home. So there's certainly none of the coaching staff, none of the players getting too giddy. Yes, we're enjoying the winning, but I've said it before, we know how quickly it can turn on its head.
And speaking of the way that you came back, you know, 14-0 down, didn't panic, kept at it. 8 points down with time running out, didn't panic, kept at it. You must be delighted by the character these lads are showing now.
Yeah, we came back twice in the game, and I'm more pleased with the patience that they've showed down in the final third there. And you know, we got a couple of repeat sets now. A few weeks ago, we'd have probably tried to score, whereas, you know, weekend we just put it in a corner and tried to force a mistake. But there's a lot of belief in this group that, you know, even if we do go down two or three scores, that we're a good enough team to come back, and that's really pleasing. That's really pleasing. That's the that's that's a pleasing best part for me, that we've come back twice in a game. Maybe 12 months ago this team would have, you know, 40 nil down, could have lost by 50. So it means that we've made giant strides forward, and you know, we need to make some more small steps forward if we're to get a result at Salford.
Bill Tupou came off the bench at the weekend. He made some big yards as well down that left-hand side. You must be delighted to get him back in.
Yeah, he's a threat. He is a threat. He's a big, powerful thing. He's been out for 12, 13 weeks now with an ankle. It's been a bit of a mysterious one that we've not been able to fathom out. But he's finally back out on the field. I thought he played very well for his first game back, and there's a lot of improvement in Bill. He's an animal when he carries the ball, and he can hit as well defensively. And we're a better team when Bill's in it.
And looking at it now, reasonably fit squad. Are the guys pushing their own standards up now? Because I guess everyone's wanting to play, but they can only 17 play one week.
Yeah, there's lots of competition, and that, like you say, that drives standards. There's a lot of disappointed people. We've got 27 that are fit, and 27 to 17 doesn't go. And there's a lot of disappointed kids, but it's certainly a nice headache for me to have. I've not had this kind of headache for the last few years since I've been a head coach, and you know, I'll have to make some more tough decisions over the next few weeks. But there's a lot of good players in this group, and if players aren't playing well, then they'll be, like I said, sat next to me in the stand, and other people get an opportunity, and that keeps everybody on the toes.